If you've purchased a vehicle in the last year or two, what decisions went into you choosing that car? And if you didn't choose an electric vehicle, what would have convinced you to make the change? WSGW's Rick Antonio learned from local dealerships as part of our From Pumps to Plug series why people have been making the choice to go electric.
Many EV drivers like Chevy Volt owner Sean Opperman and Tesla owner Kevin Rooker say they chose their cars because of a lowered need to have them repaired or serviced.
There's just a lot of basic maintenance that you can forget about with an electric car. That's the biggest perk.
Even if gas prices drop to make it almost parity, you still don't have tune-ups. You don't have oil changes. You don't have all that transmission fluid. You don't have any of that stuff you got to deal with.
Officials from both Garber Chevrolet in Midland and Thalen Audi Volkswagen in Bay City confirmed those statements, and General Manager Joe Thalen, joined by his EV specialist Lonzo Simmons, even says as electric charging infrastructure grows and the cars become more prevalent, they expect services to slowly but steadily drop off, since the vehicles have next to no need for oil changes, transmission fluid checks, or other tune-ups people regularly need.
You know, obviously on a gas car, it's every 10,000 miles for service. On these cars, there's no gas, there's no oil.
The electric motor really requires little or no maintenance. I don't think we're going to be changing many of those.
Other matters Thalen and Simmons say prospective customers have questioned often relate to vehicle range. While an early model Nissan Leaf may have gotten less than 100 miles on a full battery, many recent productions have more than tripled that, but Thalen simply calls those concerns range anxiety, the focus of tomorrow morning's first segment of From Pumps to Plugs. Rick Antonio, News Radio 100.5 and 790.